Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
Thereby,
how much of the balls?
I don't know.
How much of the balls?
The length of the cocks is long.
Ah! Done. You know. All right, welcome to the club. A little long today. A little long. All right, should we dive into the Woodburn story now and then take a break in the middle of it and come back?
No. You should. We only have 3 minutes until we're supposed to break, although that's been very loosely followed
right,
today.
Let's get back on the clock.
We'll get back on the clock, okay. And we'll dive in next segment, full segment, into the further details you have found about.
Because I've got, yeah.
Mayor?
I've got police interviews. It's the mayor. Both were school board members in Woodburn.
Whoa.
They're not anymore. They're both running for the house. One still is. One is not, and he's still the mayor of Woodburn. But I want you, because we were talking about Dave about gambling, right? And what was his, he liked the, his long shot was Texas A&M, I think, right, to win the national title. Because we're all looking for odds. We all love to gamble here. It's all about odds. Let me ask you this. What would the Vegas odds be on two school board members with political aspirations, both running for house seats, knowing each other, friends, okay, friends and buddies, school board members, one's a mayor, the other one running for state house,
yeah.
Okay, what are the odds in a small town Woodburn, they both go to the same massage parlor? How do we put this? Seemingly get what you want going to a massage parlor with a drive-up window in it, and then both not wanting what happens at those massage parlors and running away.
They had very mad endings.
What are the odds of that happening?
I'm going to go ahead and say, because it's two politicians
that both free of their own free will, both chose the same former Long John Silver's or whatever weird drive-through window place that used to be.
CC, of their own free will, no. If they're friends with each other, there may have been some word of mouth back and forth. Here are the odds. Minus 600. It is so likely that two people running for office in the same town that are friends.
Small town,
both went to the same Orchids of Asia.
Yes.
And both had happy endings that they then have to lie about as mad endings. Because they are both running for office and for whatever reason decided to go public with this as opposed to letting it disappear into the ether. The chances of this are so high in my mind because this is what people running for office do. Yeah.
This is what anyone does when they go to one of these massage parlors. Is there anyone on the planet that isn't aware of what goes on at those massage parlors?
There's probably some people, you know, kids probably don't know.
How many 50-year-old politicians are not aware of what goes on?
Zero, I hope.
And they happen to know each other, and they both go in there and are like, what? This woman is touching my genitals? This is ridiculous. This isn't what I came here for. I better leave right now. That's clearly what happened here, and I think when you hear the details of this story that we will get into next, because I don't know if we didn't have time in the news to really...
Well, the only details that were told in the article that you found...
Yeah, which is surface details.
...were the one guy Medina was suing.
Yes.
And that the other guy, the mayor, came out and was like, me too.
Me too movement. Yes. By the way, remember, he's suing for almost $500,000.
And the damages that he's talking about are...
Mental anguish.
Yes. And an inability to...
form intimate connections.
Yes.
He can no longer have sex because of... what happened?
His underwear was pulled down, and yes, he jumped off the table.
Yes.
So he said.
So we will get into the details on, quite frankly, if we believe these two gentlemen, and by the way, why wouldn't we believe them? It's the most amazing coincidence in the history of politics happening in our own backyard right there in little old Woodburn, where I used to live. Now, this place wasn't around when I lived in Woodburn. Otherwise, maybe it'd be three of us. I'd have to share the story, too, and be like, I can't.
Are you sure this place wasn't around?
I can't believe what happened to me. I plead the fifth, and it was many, many years ago.
A nondescript building labeled massage?
I plead the fifth.
That was going to stand out to you when you were living down there.
I plead the fifth. It was a long time ago. It was before 9/11. You can't judge me. So long ago. All right, we get into the details. Back on the clock. Club 1080, here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. So we're going to get into the weeds here. We're going to get into the details. So what we know, a building in Woodburn used to be a Long John Silver's. Then it was a one-hour photo mat, and at one point it was a gun store. And now, it's a massage parlor. What kind of massage parlor? Let's see.
The kind where they don't have a name other than massage, and all the windows are blacked out.
Yes, pretty much. There was a good description of it here. They say that when you look at it, it's an older white building with a red top. There used to be a drive-through there, but that window is blacked out now. When you go to their Google page, there's an Asian woman looking longingly at you. There's a half deflated.
Wait, so you're at the website. What is the official name of this place?
It doesn't have one. It just says massage.
So what's the website?
It doesn't say. It just says here in the.
Oh, you're in the
article.
Okay.
Yeah, the article says when you go to the Google page, there's just a young Asian woman looking longingly at you, and then when you click through, there's three more Asian women, and it's cash only. But it says right there, cash only. It's the one place on Earth anymore that no longer takes a photo or that takes any sort of credit card. So cash only. So that's what we're dealing with here, and it's recently opened. It's fairly new. So we got two guys. This Medina guy. And then Eric, was it Swenson? Yeah, Swenson. Both school board members, both running for the House Senate. In fact, Medina still is. Swenson won the nomination and then withdrew. And he didn't give a reason why he withdrew, although he said it has nothing to do with this investigation.
You mean the scandal that you openly came out and put yourself into?
It has nothing to do with that. Okay. Nothing to do with that. So Medina starts off. He's the first one. So he says that he has chronic back pain and that he needs to get a massage, and he goes to his chiropractor, but his chiropractor is closed. He can't get in. So after having a bout of illness, he feels very sore. So he decides to try this massage parlor because it's the one by his house. Although there's more than a dozen massage places in the city. No, he decides to go to this one. More than a dozen.
Massage places in the city of Woodburn.
Yes.
Says, how many of those are a similar situation?
Just says the spa's Google information page features a portion of a young Asian woman gazing into the camera, and its website includes three similar posed photos. The spa only accepts cash. So he decides that he's going to go to this place, right? So he goes there, and he says initially he's thrown off because this is different than any massage parlor that he's been to, because he says the table is more like a bed. There's no arms or a place to put your face, and they give him a towel instead of a sheet. But he decides to ignore this. He's like, nope, we're going to press through. And the fact that it's cash only, so he goes through and picks up $120 in cash, said it's enough for an hour and a half in his statement that he gave. And so he goes in there, and so he says the massage starts, and he says the woman massaged him, rubbed her pelvic area against his head and on his arms, and then pulled down his boxers and briefly touched his genitals, asking if he wanted a massage there. He told the police. He told her no, at which point she moved to his feet and then told him that he was out of time and he could come back the next day to finish the hour. At that point, he decides to head on out, and he heads home, and he tells the wife.
Wait, wait, wait. She told him to come back tomorrow.
To finish the hour.
Because she still wanted him to...
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
This is his statement.
You're right, his statement.
Yep. He said, so she pulls down the boxers and starts doing a little of the... He says, no!
Don't you dare.
This is outrageous! This is not what I came here for. I thought it was a Long John Silver's.
I came here expecting a professional chiropractor massage. What is this?
So he says, no. So he goes home, and he said his wife could tell something was wrong. So he tells the wife, and his wife says, nope, we're calling the police. So they call the police. So this is when he's claiming that he was a victim of a sexual assault when he was younger, and he said this triggered everything, and this is why he's suing for $500,000. So this is why
that true?
Oh.
If that's the case, then that changes everything, and I don't want to make fun of him for it.
This is what he says. He said he was the victim of assault when he was younger, and he said during the experience, he said it brought back a lot of the same memories, and so he's claiming now... That's why he wants the $500,000. That's why he's suing. Okay?
That makes it a lot harder for me to make fun of him for this. I still am concerned about the fact that he went into this place, if he's telling the truth, with no knowledge of what was about to happen, as well as the fact that when you go to places like this, you pay extra to get what he is saying they tried to do.
Yeah.
And like, you do it, obviously.
Look, you go into the Long John Silver Photo Mat Gun Store Massage Parlor, you know what's up. Yeah, it's cash only. Yeah, you just went on the website, and you just saw, and you're like, this looks like a wonderful place. Well, I'll do that. So, that's his story. So now we get into Swenson's story, which, by the way, is way better. It's phenomenal. So a few works earlier, so Swenson's was actually first. He didn't report his till after he heard about Medina's. So Swenson stopped into the massage parlor a couple weeks before, and he told the Woodburn police, there was the police detective was Linda Hendricks. He said that his shoulder was sore after watching a 49ers game on either January 22nd or January 30th. I don't know why your shoulder is sore from the Niners game, but apparently it is.
Is he like a voracious fist pumper?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, go, go, go. So I got a sore shoulder. Okay. Now, he picks this massage parlor. He picks the Long John Silver Photomat Gun Shop because it was the only massage parlor open after 8 p.m. Because remember,
I wonder why.
He finishes the game. He's like, you know what? My shoulder is so sore. I need a massage. Where could I go at 9 to get a massage? Well, this place is open. Good enough. Boom. So he didn't share his experience with anyone until mid-February after he learned, best part, that there was a police investigation. Because remember, Medina called the police. And so the mayor of Woodburn finds out that there is a police investigation into the massage parlor that he went to after the 49ers game. And at that point, he says, well, now I've got to come forward. Now I know there's a police investigation. And so now he decides to be a good citizen. And he reaches out to his friend Medina and says, hey, the same thing happened to me. We should go to the police because I want to stop what's going on there as well. And the details of this are fantastic because now both are friends. So they talk, and now the mayor decides that he's going to go to the police as well. So he heads to the police, and this is what the police said. he compared the experience to the Me Too movement, saying that he didn't think about what had happened to him until after he spoke to Medina. And then after that, then he realized, oh my God, I'm a victim too. The police said that he described mutual groping that lasted for 3 to 4 minutes and initially denied touching the woman's breast or vagina until after Hendricks told him, it's the police detective, that it would come up in an interview with the woman. Then he's like, aha, now I remember. And he says he similarly waffled on whether the woman touched his genitals, first saying that she didn't, and then saying that she might have, but he couldn't quite remember. This is from the police report. He had difficulty being specific about where the touching occurred and did not know what words to use. She wrote in her report, he told me that there was just mutual touching, quote, there. Swenson then questioned who was watching the recorded interview and who might read about it. And then he expressed distress over the line of questioning. Quote, this is different than what I thought. After about 30 minutes of questioning, I thought I was going to come help stop sex trafficking and not detail my decisions. He then, now remember, he won the Democratic nominee for the House seat that he was running for. He won it. But then he stepped down, but didn't say why he stepped down. But once this came out, he then claimed that him stepping down had nothing to do with this police investigation whatsoever. He just decided that he wanted to take another run at being mayor. So now I ask you that all the details are out.
Well, okay.
What are the odds? What are the odds that both of these guys happen to stumble into the same photomat gunshot massage parlor that pays strictly in cash? And then went in there and had their genitals touched. And then in the middle of having their genitals touched, one of them, after 3 to 4 minutes, said, no, this is wrong. This is an outrage. I'm stopping and I'm going home and I'm not going to tell anyone about it.
I was here for a sore shoulder. And yet I got 3 minutes of that.
3 to 4 minutes. No, I did not touch her. Wait. You're going to interview her too? Maybe I touched her. Did she touch me? I don't think so. Maybe she touched me. I don't know. I just know there was...
Where did she touch you?
There. Wait, who's watching this? Who's going to hear this? I thought I was coming here just to stop sex trafficking, not talk about my decisions. The mayor of Woodburn, ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Woodburn. Is that not one of the best stories from a politician that you can think of.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's pretty crazy. And I'm having a really hard time with the Medina guy based on what they're claiming in the lawsuit, because there's part of me, the cynic in me, is saying, what a great excuse to get as much money as you can in the lawsuit. However, if there's proof that this did happen to him, then I need to completely walk back everything I said and say that makes a lot of sense, even if he is an idiot for going to massage.
So you have a brief moment where you think you might believe
him. No, I just don't want to make fun of somebody who is claiming they were molested as a child and they got like PTSD from it. I don't want to make fun of him for that. So if that's true,
I don't want to make fun of that.
Then
what I do want to make fun of him for is claiming that he didn't know what was up when he Googled that place, knew enough to go get cash, walked in and was like, what is happening here? I don't know. Wait, I've got to leave.
I also do find it funny in the part that you read that she touched my head and shoulder with her groin region.
Yes.
Like she was moving around your body and massaging you and accidentally touched you on the head and the shoulder.
No, I don't think that's what was happening. I think we had a little more R. Kelly bumping and grinding going on.
That's what they're claiming, at least.
Well, yeah, he's claiming that it was some light touching. But remember, the key here is both of them were being fondled in the naughty parts, and then both said, nope. It might be
one immediately and one after 4 minutes.
Yes. It might be the first time in the history of massages that the massage lady touched someone down there, and then he was like, nah, I'm good. Nah, I can't do this. And what are the odds, both running for political office at the same time, both being friends in the same little small town? What are the odds? Man, I truly feel for them, because there's no way either one of them are lying, right? No way at all.
Never.
There's no way.
Politicians don't lie.
There's no way that those two guys may have been concerned about who saw them or their wife found out that they were going. There's no possible way that they found out that they were busted in a little small town going into this place and they're running for public office and then therefore need an excuse why they were leaving the photo mat massage parlor, especially the mayor who had already won the seat and then decided that he wanted to resign, but it had nothing to do with this, nothing at all. And then was very, very awkward in his police interview. And couldn't remember whether or not she touched him or he touched her. No.
It's hard to connect the dots of logic here.
Just that there was, quote, touching.
Mutual
touching. That is honestly one of the better stories. But remember, $450,000 on the line. Oh, and by the way, the police are pressing no charges. Just in case you were wondering, the police investigation went nowhere.
Yeah.
But the lawsuit goes on. And more importantly, the reputation of these two fine young men.
And the reputation of massage.
Yes.
Are about to be dragged through the mud.
It's on the line here.
Come on.
Reputation's at stake. Because when it comes to politicians, we know they have to be pure of heart.
I did some Google mapping and I typed in massage Woodburn.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find anything that looked like a building with a red roof that didn't have a name other than massage. So either it's unlisted on Google Maps or I don't really know how to look for a place that is like this on Google Maps.
It's right off of, it says it's off of Highway 99 on the north side of Woodburn. They describe it as a squat white building with a red roof and a design that suggests at one point it had a drive-through window. The side of the building just bears the word massage and a phone number and a half-collapsed sign facing the highway that includes photos of hands rubbing bare backs. So maybe we can figure that out to see if we can find the webpage. But obviously they found the webpage because they knew enough that it was cash only. By the way, that might be a tip just for future people out there. Because look, I believe these two gentlemen. They did nothing wrong, Mike. They did nothing wrong. In fact, they're the victims in this whole thing. I truly believe it. So I want to do a public service announcement.
I believe it so much, I just spent two segments making fun of them.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I believe I believe them wholeheartedly. It's a shame the police aren't prosecuting this. I don't know why they wouldn't. I don't know. That one dude's statement wasn't at all unclear and shady. So let me just give this piece of advice to all you men out there. Because this is important now. We want to make sure that no one ends up in the same predicament that these two fine politicians do, right? No, we don't want that. Mike, I'm concerned about you. What if you've got a bad back and you stumble into a place and then through no fault of your own, next thing you know, someone's trying to give you a little bit of the how's your father? And you don't want that. You're like, oh my God, I can't believe this. And now you're scarred for life. So this is just my tip. My tip. If the massage building...
Just the tip.
Just the tip. If the massage building has a drive-through window, if it has blacked-out windows, if it's open at 9 o'clock in the evening, and more importantly, if it only accepts cash, maybe, just maybe, find someplace else. That's my tip, to make sure that everyone has a safe and enjoyable massage experience without having to go through the trauma of what we've seen here from the mayor of Woodburn. I feel for him. When we come back, Club 1080 rolls on. Here's Mike with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've been completely derailed by the tragic tale of the two politicians and the massage parlor. And we did indeed find the spawn question. And it's sandwiched in between an AutoZone and an O'Reilly's Auto Parts. So if you need a massage at 8:30 and then you need an alternator, this place has you covered. And Mike, would you care to describe the building from the Google photo?
You know, at Angel Stadium, that little red hat they have outside of the front?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like. It's tiny. The drive-through window that is no longer a drive-through looks like the brim of the hat. It is shaped like a hat. It is.
As you said, it looks terrifying.
It is really unsettling. And I feel bad for Miranda's Bakery right next door because her windows look at it.
So now that we've seen this, is it even...
Currently on Google Maps from 2019, it was Santos Labor Forces building.
Oh, even better.
Yes.
So... after seeing this building in person, it's even more believable that both politicians just wandered up to this place and was like, this place seems legit.
This place looks like the G-Spot in Portland.
That it's because it is.
Those people who live in Southwest or have driven down there over by Multnomah and Barber, this looks like that, where it looks like it's falling apart. It looks really shady just by how dilapidated the building is. And with the name that just says massage, just like a name of the G-spot, should give you all of the warning signs that you need to not enter the premises.
I think it got torn down, but there used to be this place off of I-5, like up near Olympia on your way up to Seattle. And I always wanted to stop in, but I was terrified because it was a building that just looked like this. And there was no sign or anything. It just on the side of the building, it said $1 Chinese food. I don't know what I
don't think you want to eat $1 Chinese food.
I always wanted to go in, but I was always terrified because if there is no other indication of what it is other than just like one word and it's not the name of a place. I've never been to a massage parlor that's just massage. Hey, what's the name of your massage place? Massage? No, like what's the name? Massage. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. It used to be a photo map, but it just says massage.
I also tried going to the website.
Yeah, it's shut down.
Well, it's not shut down. It's blocked because it's based out of Hong Kong.
Yeah, I can't do it.
So our computers here can't go there. But I think if we were to search at home, we probably could see it.
Now, on the plus side, 4.7 stars.
Although I don't know what Odyssey has against websites based in Hong Kong, but I guess we can't go there.
Some reviews here. This one from Chelsea Hayes. Highly recommended by both Woodburn Mayor and State Senate candidate Anthony Medina. Guaranteed to walk away with a smile on your face and a happy ending. No, you're not guaranteed. You're guaranteed to walk away with a terrible experience, at which point you must call the police. This one said, I think this may actually be a real review. This one's from Jerry. He gave it 3 stars. He said, if you're looking for a good massage, this is not the place. Lasted 20 minutes, and the massage, she was holding her phone with one hand and watching something, barely rubbing, not massaging with the other hand at all. But he still gave 3 stars. So I like it. Jerry is being critical.
He's not announcing that he got the happy ending, so that's the 3 stars.
Yeah, the 3 stars, but he's saying that, you know, it only lasted 20 minutes, and he wished she was a little more into it. I think that's a very honest review.
Would you like to hear their Yelp pages about the business?
No, yes, please.
Under the subheadline specialties, grand opening in Woodburn. Just opened last year, by the way. Unwind, de-stress, relax, rejuvenate. Woodburn Spa provides massage therapy that will ease sore muscle, stiff necks, and other aches you may be experiencing.
You're damn right. You're damn right, other aches.
I like how it's sore muscle, stiff neck, very specific, and other aches you may be experiencing.
Again, I like it.
You know, our massage session will be most enjoyable with a certified and well-educated attendant. We have a menu of massage, and we are sure to have one you will enjoy, including back walking, deep tissue, Swedish massage, and hot stone. Walk in or make an appointment are welcome.
Hey, I like the sound of this. This is good. Now, Ken gives it 5 stars from 6 months ago, and he says, great place, thumbs up. William is in, 5 stars. He says, very relaxing. I mean, I don't know what you're... These are great. These are great reviews. This guy says right here, the prices are good, and they definitely help getting me... to quote relax. I mean,
I'd like to clarify. I found a picture of this place from May 9th.
Yeah.
There is a sign outside this place.
There is.
However, their sign is a tarp essentially stapled onto the side of the building.
Okay.
That says massage with the phone number.
Well, there you go.
And then a second sign that is also on the wall that says Woodburn Spa but looks just kind of like pinned on.
Ah.
So even more trustworthy when the sign looks like that. And they have some pictures of the inside.
This guy says they only need one hand. That's how talented they are. They hold their phone and watch a YouTube clip with one hand, watching their stories, and you only need one hand to massage.
Now, this picture from the business owner does show a table with a spot for your head if you're laying on your stomach.
Mm.
It also has a room with 2 chairs with hearts on them, upside down hearts. And this is just a bed, regular bed.
Yeah, just a regular bed.
Yep.
Look, I think there's one thing that we've learned from this
not one, but 2 towels on it.
Oh,
it's important to note.
Important to note. 2 towels.
In case you get messy on one towel, there's another towel ready to go. Yeah.
Look, I think we've learned something here today, folks. I think we've all gone on a journey of information, a journey of discovery. And I think we've learned something today, and that is that our political leaders are men of moral character, and I'm sure they're just devastated about what happened, and we can only hope that we can all put this ugliness behind them and that somehow their wives believe them. Oh, God bless politicians and God bless Woodburn Massage Parlors. All right, we come back. We're going to attempt to get the big fella on the horn, but he's down in Pacific City, so we don't know how the cell phone reception is going to go. So we make an attempt to mail it in with one John Sakenik when we come back. Club 1080 here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1080, The Fan.
Well, this is where we would mail it in, but apparently John is mailing it in on mailing it in. We can't get a hold of him?
No, it did the two ring straight to voicemail, which was what happened last Friday when he didn't show up, and he texted me like 3 hours later that he was in a spot with no cell service.
Sure, he's been in a lot of no cell service spots lately.
That is interesting.
What's John up to?
Well, I wonder how cell service is at Massage.
I don't know.
Now, I know he's not a frequenter of Woodburn, but maybe on the way down to Pacific City, they... When you guys go down there, do you take, like, 26 or do you take 99? Probably 99, right?
Yeah, I think 99. Yeah, it's been a while.
If there was a way down there past 5 and then cutting over, maybe you went past Woodburn. I don't know.
I'm trying to, like, imagine... Like, I don't think my brother has ever had a massage. Like, I just, like, I'm talking about, like, a legit one. If I had to bet, because, like, I think there's massage people and there's non-massage people. And I think John is just the definition of a non-massage person. Like, of any kind. Especially the Woodburn kind. But I just think, in general, I just don't think he's willing to take his shirt, he's willing to take his shirt off. So I that would be a shocker. Like, you think of all the people that you'd be like, what is happening? I think that would be my brother. That's one that I just, like,
So your brother would stand up and run out after the underwear had been removed? Probably.
Yes.
And that would be believable, right?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be believable because John's not ignorant. In order to go into a place like that and be like, oh, I didn't know what was happening, you have to be the dumbest human being on the planet. You just do. So John is not dumb. So even my brother, if he ended up one of those places, he would not be able to convince me that what is happening here. I think we all know no one's ever walked into a place, like whether it's a bar. You ever been to like a dive bar where you walk in and immediately you're like, whoa, like this is not the place for me. Like
I think I've done that once or twice and then have immediately left to go somewhere else.
Exactly.
I don't stay in that bar.
You're like, I'm going to get stabbed. That's my point.
They don't want me here.
No.
So I will not be here anymore.
I walked into a biker bar once and it was like that. Like, and it was like the summertime and I was supposedly going to meet someone there. And I was wearing like Air Force Ones and like a pair of shorts, and like a white t-shirt. And I walked in and immediately, like, it was like you could, the record just stopped, like, and everyone turned and looked. And it was like, I'm going to get stabbed, robbed, possibly shot. And I'm with you. It's just that you do the about face. You're like, and scene. So no one walks into the Woodburn Massage Parlor and is like, this place seems legit.
It's tiny and there's two rooms. Totally real.
Yeah. Seems totally. Oh, you take cash? Oh, yeah, yeah.
No. One of your rooms is just two chairs? Well, that's probably fine. Foot massage,
it'll
right?
Be fine. Hey, there's no massage table. It's just a bed with a towel.
How comfortable. I love beds.
Oh, God bless America. God bless America.
Maybe they'll tuck me in.
A little mint on your pillow. That'll do it for us. What do we got coming up next?
Something else.
We're going
inside the ducks.
Oh, yeah. We love when we go inside the ducks. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7. I believe we have an SNL edition of Primetime. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 3 o'clock. You've been listening to Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.